Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Voice of the American Redoubt. This is Radio Free Redoubt. You are tuned in on the American Christian Network affiliates on KTW on the AM and FM dial in the Spokane and North Idaho areas. Thank you guys all for tuning in. For those of you outside the wire in occupied territory, you're in our thoughts and prayers. So we are here to hopefully inform and encourage and inspire and motivate you to action in this fight to preserve liberty and our heritage. And this week we took the time out to be thankful for all of his provision and protection and blessings. And I hope that you guys had a really blessed time this week. It is still, in my opinion, Thanksgiving weekend. So it's not over yet. I want to talk about that a little bit. And I was looking at the news, I was looking at the Drudge Report, and I was thinking how thankless and how selfish people are. We've got a little event going on at the Redoubt Ranch. So I ran last night. What was I thinking? I got back from some wonderful folks home that I had Thanksgiving with. And it was kind of late, and I thought, you know, I'm just going to run. I'm going to get some pumpkin pies and stuff like that for Saturday. And what a madhouse. They actually had it pretty well organized. And so it wasn't that bad, but you look at the news, and these people are not thankful. And it just, I don't know, it just saddens me to see the people. It's not hustle and bustle like a Christmas song. It's more like stressed out, maddening hustle and bustle. And they've just got junk, trinkets that's they're trying to save a buck on. And I don't know. I've gone Black Friday shopping before. It was kind of fun getting up at 3:30 in the morning, going and getting a latte and just hitting a couple stores and getting a set of tools or, you know, things like that. It was just kind of a fun adventure. More than, I guess for me, cause I'm a people watcher, this was better than an airport. I mean, it's just fascinating watching people. So, that's the value that I find in it. It's just fascinating to me, but it is also sad just to see how much value these people place in this stuff. And most of it's junk, and how stressed out some of them are. And you just look at this. Shoppers punch and kick and scream. Baby hit with a shoe. One person shot outside of a mall, and brawls break out, shutting down another mall. One story after another. And it's sad, isn't it, where we've come? So we do have so much to be thankful for, and I know that in the American Redoubt, more and more folks are moving here. They are strategically relocating to get out of some of these areas that are just they've fallen. They've fallen to an anti-American agenda and a culture, and it's so prevalent that they are strategically relocating. And so we want to encourage them. And, you know, I had a couple of speaking engagements this week earlier in southern Idaho. I went to Boise and met some of the greatest folks there. And they just really care. They care about having something to preserve, to pass down to their posterity. And I reminded them, as I'm looking at them, all the speaking that I've done and traveling that I've done, and I've told several groups this, when I'm standing there looking at a group of people, I every town I go to and every place that I speak, I know that Chris Ann Hall can attest to this. I know Matt Shea can attest to this. Everywhere I go, it's the same people. It's like speaking to the same crowd. I mean, the names are different, but it's like looking at the exact same people. Like somebody just picked up this group of people and moved them to the next town that I was going to go speak at. Because it's really important that you know that, because each of these groups feel like that they're so isolated and they're fighting for freedom. They're fighting for liberty. They're fighting for traditional American ideals. They're fighting for their Christian heritage. And they start to feel alone. Like we're this little pocket in this little bubble, and it's just us against this big world. And they, you know, feel sometimes a little despair. So I want to encourage you guys, you're not alone. Every group of patriots that gathers together to listen to a speaker or to learn something and acquire a skill or some knowledge or something about our history or something about our Constitution and something having to do with being a modern Christian patriot navigating this world that we're living in, you need to know that you are not alone. That everywhere I go, Southern Idaho, Washington State, Oregon, Arizona, Georgia, North Carolina, Virginia, Tennessee, doesn't matter. It's the same group of people all fighting in their little pockets. They're fighting to have something to pass down for their posterity, for the future generations. And it's just so encouraging to see. I wanted to pass that along to you guys that you need to know that what you're doing in your communities, those of you feel the calling to be actively engaged, don't give up on that. You're not the only ones doing it. And it feels like you're outnumbered sometimes, doesn't it? And you are. That's why you're called the remnant. But don't let up. And you are not alone. There are many, many people out there that are in that same fight. So good job. And this weekend, so thankful. I was so thankful for so many different things. And I want to read something to you. This is really cool. And before I do, I want to remind you guys too that I know we do a lot of shopping online and on Amazon and, you know, some of these other online shopping. Monday is going to be Cyber Monday. Avoid the crowds, avoid punching and kicking and gunplay and shop online. It's safer and it's fun and it's a lot more cost effective and so much more efficient. Not as entertaining, mind you, but we have Amazon affiliate banners on both Amron.com and RadioFreeRedoubt.com. And when you click on that banner first and then do your shopping on Amazon, they pay us a small affiliate fee as a way of saying thank you. And that helps support us because we are growing and the costs are growing all the time. So it doesn't cost you any more. They just pocket it if they don't have to pay it out. So if you click on that affiliate banner, then that helps support what we're doing here at Radio Free Redoubt and Amron. Please remember to do that and pass that link on to your friends. So that's really helpful. Now, Thanksgiving. And you guys understand the history of Thanksgiving. This goes way back. And then I'm going to talk about Liberty State. And probably in the next segment. But I've got this Thanksgiving proclamation. Wall Builders is so wonderful. There's several others. But one of my all-time favorites is Dave Barton over there at Wall Builders. WALLBUILDERS. Wall Builders. All one word. And they have a podcast and they've got tons of information about our Christian heritage in America. Stuff that the progressives today want to remove from your mind and your children's minds about who we are and where we came from. And we have to remember who we are and where we came from. This was such a prevalent theme all throughout the Bible, especially in the Old Testament. Every time they would do something, they'd pile up a little pile of rocks and make a pillar. Why? So when your children and grandchildren say, hey, what's that for? You can say, oh, so glad you asked. This is when the Lord provided for us on that day when we were being chased, or when we entered the land, or when we made a covenant with the Lord. He provided for us. This is so we wouldn't forget. And there was so much emphasis placed on the importance of handing down to the next generations who you are and where you came from. Because when you forget, you're going to make bad mistakes. This is going to lead to your demise. This is why history is one of the most important things that you can pass on. The correct and proper history. Well, a lot of that, especially with modern technology, has been able to be created and preserved. Like, it can never go away because it is so redundant now. And electronically. Well, here I have the Thanksgiving Proclamation from the 3rd of October of 1789. And this is from Washington. So, starts off, whereas it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly implore His protection and favor. And whereas both houses of Congress have by their joint committee requested me, talking about the president here, he's writing this, to recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many signal favors of Almighty God, especially by affording them an opportunity peaceably to establish a form of government for their safety and happiness. That's just the first paragraph. I want to post a link to this so you guys can read this for yourselves, and it's really important that you do. But remember, this was in October of 1789. Do we have a different country today? Would you ever hear a president talk about Almighty God? Well, actually, there is something here. From November 23rd of 2017... President Donald J. Trump proclaims Thursday, November 23rd, 2017, as a National Day of Thanksgiving. So, let me read this to you. On Thanksgiving Day, as we have for nearly four centuries, Americans give thanks to Almighty God for our abundant blessings. We gather with the people we love to show gratitude for our freedom, for our friends and families, and for the prosperous nation we call home. That's the first paragraph of our current sitting president, Donald J. Trump. Then he goes back to history. He talks about July of 1620, more than 100 pilgrims boarded the Mayflower, fleeing religious persecution. Right? They didn't come here to exploit the natives. They didn't come here for whatever the other reasons, so they can come and have freedom of expressing themselves and their sexuality. They came here fleeing religious persecution. Some of them fleeing slavery in Holland after the families were separated. Amazing stories. This whole thing around Thanksgiving, there are such a massive, moving backstory to this. And here our current president in the 21st century is talking about it. But I submit to you, and this is what I've been saying to people that I speak to, and I've said this on the show, we were on borrowed time. It was, I believe, God's hand intervening in last November, and I believe that that's the only reason why Donald Trump is the president right now. And Hillary Clinton is not. And I also believe that that window is going to close. And I think that we need to make the most use of our time right now to educate ourselves and those around us and get ready to deeply entrench ourselves and make a stand for our values and our beliefs, because the assault that they're planning right now is going to be epic. Boy, have I heard that word a lot lately. And we need to prepare ourselves for that. And so one of the ways we're doing that is developing, informing, preparing, and laying the groundwork for forming Liberty State, to break off the chains of tyranny from an oppressive ruling majority on the other side of the mountains in Washington State. The Patriots need a place to call home again. So we'll talk about that after the break. I just want to take a quick moment to thank our sponsor for sponsoring this segment, Works LLC, Works Holsters, custom-made holsters right here in the American Redoubt with a lifetime guarantee on all their products. Mrs. Schmidt carries a Works holster for her Glock 43. I carry a Works holster for my Glock 19 and absolutely love them. High quality, top quality. I've toured their manufacturing site, and they've got a really cool, that is a cool thing to see, right where they're made. Here in the American Redoubt, check them out at works.com. That's W-E-R-K-Z, like Zulu, .com. This is the voice of the American Redoubt. Don't go away.
I believe the strength of a nation lies at its core, the family. With the busy day-to-day lives we sometimes find ourselves in, set aside time for the family, a time that's sacred and is never compromised, a dedicated portion of the day to just focus on one another. Ronald Reagan said, "All great change in America begins at the dinner table." I fully agree. And that means no texting, surfing the internet, watching TV, or eating alone in a bedroom or the living room. That time belongs exclusively to your family, so guard it. You might be amazed at the difference such a simple routine can make in your family. Who knows? Maybe something greater than yourself could come out of it. I'm Violette Sabo with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
Radio. Free. Readout.
We're back with segment two here at Radio Free Redoubt. Thank you for sticking around. Don't forget our podcasts are every Sunday night, and those are uploaded to our Podbean player. You can find our latest podcast all the way back to our very first one from June of 2011. My goodness, that hasn't been that long. This has been a pretty wild ride, and it's so much, so enjoyable. I want to thank our sponsor, Riverfront Suites, for sponsoring this segment. Riverfront Suites, right on the beautiful St. Joe River in the quiet, sleepy little logging town of St. Mary's. Beautiful country. And they have 7 fully furnished suites right there on the river. Check them out at riverfrontsuites.com. So I want to talk about the State of Liberty, or also known as Liberty State. It is a proposed action, proposed, well, yeah, it is something that the citizens in Eastern Washington, formerly known as Eastern Washington, now Liberty State, are moving to break the chains from those oppressors, primarily atheistic, anti-American, communist revolutionary influenced, very controlling statists out of Olympia, that are creating policies out of Olympia that are affecting those from a completely polar opposite culture, the conservative, politically, economically, socially, fiscally, ideologically conservative east side of the state. So this is so American Redoubt-esque. How could we not support it? This is the epitome of what the American Redoubt is. It is the gathering and the strengthening of like-minded, God-fearing, liberty-minded, American heritage-loving and embracing citizens who want to draw a line in the sand for these people for years and years and years rejected traditional American ideals, saying don't force your views on others. How many times do we hear that all through the 90s and even the early 2000s, the leftists screaming at conservative Christian American traditionalists, what they like to call fundamentalists, screaming at us saying, don't force your views on us. But the truth is, and history has always shown, oppressive, godless people have always ended up forcing their views on others, especially when it comes to communism. So, look, what you do in your bedroom is between you and God. Really, that's my view. That's about the most libertarian as I'll get. But when it comes to institutionalizing immorality, when you start oppressing righteous people and uplifting the uprighteous, or the unrighteous rather, I've got a problem with that. When you encroach on someone's religious liberties to advance sexual deviancy, I've got a problem with that. Like I said, what you do between yourselves in the bedroom, that's between you and God. But when you start forcing that immorality on our children and on our businesses and our people, that is tyranny. And so that's what we're talking about with the 51st state. Now, there is actually a series of articles that somebody's trying to write. They've approached me asking if I would agree to an interview. And this is out of the Sandpoint, from the Sandpoint Reader. Now, this writer, Lindsay Kiebert, has promised to be objective and fair and not to take sides, just to factually present their findings on, you know, what the American Redoubt is, by letting those involved in the movement to speak. But it's been my experience, well, it is my personal policy, not to agree to interviews with any media or journalist who is not politically patriot oriented. If they're not a patriot oriented publication or journal, then I won't even speak to them. So this person actually, this Lindsay, has actually done a fairly objective presentation of the American Redoubt so far. Now, James Rawls, he has refused to speak to them for the very same reasons. Because the Spokesman Review, the Coeur d'Alene Press, and the Inlander and others have taken an adversarial approach and have really maligned and misrepresented what the American Redoubt is, even attacked it, just like we get from the Southern Poverty Law Center. They don't understand it. They just don't like it because anytime you have God-fearing patriots rallying together to strengthen one another, they see that as a threat. And it is a threat if you are godless and anti-American. So naturally, they are going to attack it. That's fine. I'm just not going to help them. I'm not going to let them take my words and twist it. But this person has actually, from the Sandpoint Reader, has actually been pretty fair and objective. So I don't know. I'm considering maybe responding and agreeing to probably an interview by email, so I can answer. I can think about my answers and carefully calculate my words, and it might respond that way. It could be helpful. But, you know, they still try to throw in. What really bugged me is the first one where they said, this area has a history of people trying to move into the area to establish a stronghold like the Aryan Nations. So, you know, but the same time saying, I never said the American Redoubt was a neo-Nazi thing, but it's by association. They try to tie those two together. It's a very sneaky tactic that is very common in journalism. It's very disingenuous. Really, there's no point in even bringing up Aryan nations. It has nothing to do any more than the human rights Gestapo in the area trying to project a homosexual friendly image to the homosexual community, trying to draw homosexuals and homosexual business owners into the area by trying to show how, you know, tolerant and open this area is, which it's not, except for a small handful of people in the region who have basically hijacked the human rights effort and tried to project an image of a very pro-sexual immorality type of mindset in this area, which is extremely disingenuous. So we have those extremists as well that are trying to paint an image of what the area is. But what the area really is an extremely conservative, patriot-minded region. Strong Christian, patriot, conservative, traditional Americans, and more are moving in by the thousands. And this is so encouraging. And this is where we're going to get the momentum for the Liberty State. So I want to point you to a resource, Liberty State. This is going to be, where's my link? And we're going to put this in the highlights and resources posting for this show on Radio Free Redoubt. But there's a GoFundMe right now to crowdfund the website development for Liberty State. You can go to libertystate.org. It's really easy, isn't it? Libertystate.org. This website is under development. Okay, so don't be too critical at this point, but click on the link that says shop and donate, and you'll find a link to the GoFundMe to help crowdfund the funds needed for this website development. That's a real critical component. And hey, while you're there, vote for the state seal. We already got the state flag. Has already been, that poll is closed. We got all the votes that was needed. Now we just need the state seal. And I think we're only like 50 votes away from that. So if you could take the time to vote for that while you're over there, and please consider any amount to help at the GoFundMe site at libertystate.org. That's libertystate.org. Go check it out. Bookmark it so you can check back for updates periodically as those, as that website is updated. Anyway, we'll talk to you guys, tomorrow night for our weekly podcast. You have a blessed week, and we will talk to you next Saturday right here on KTW. I'm John Jacob Schmidt. My name is your name too. God bless.